Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Today, we continue a look at President Reagan's 1983 essay, Abortion and the Conscience of a Nation. If you missed any episodes this week, you can go back and listen to them on our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. For 8 years, President Ronald Reagan used the Oval Office as a pulpit to speak out on behalf of the unborn child. As it was then, it remains an inspiration to pro-lifers. President Reagan spent a great deal of time discussing the 1982 Baby Doe case in Indiana, in which a newborn infant with Down syndrome was left to die by starvation by a court order. He wrote, "A Nobel Prize-winning scientist has suggested that if a handicapped child were not declared fully human until 3 days after birth, then all parents could be allowed the choice. In other words, quality control to see if newly born human beings are up to snuff." President Reagan continued, "Obviously, some influential people want to deny that every human life has intrinsic sacred worth. They insist that a member of the human race must have certain qualities before they accord him or her status as a human being." Events have borne out the editorial in a California medical journal, which explained 3 years before Roe v. Wade that the social acceptance of abortion is a defiance of the long-held Western ethic of intrinsic and equal value for every human life, regardless of its stage, condition, or status. President Reagan also emphasized that every legislator, every doctor, and every citizen needs to recognize that the real issue is whether to affirm and protect the sanctity of all human life or to embrace a social ethic where some human lives are valued and others are not. As a nation, we must choose between the sanctity of life ethic and the quality of life ethic. I have no trouble identifying the answer our nation has always given to this basic question, and the answer that I hope and pray it will give in the future. America was founded by men and women who shared a vision of the value of each and every individual. They stated this vision clearly from the very start in the Declaration of Independence, using words that every schoolboy and schoolgirl can recite. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. President Reagan reflected on our nation's founding fathers and the legacy of the Declaration of Independence in saying, "We fought a terrible war to guarantee that one category of mankind could not be denied the inalienable rights with which their Creator endowed them." The great champion of the sanctity of all human life in that day, Abraham Lincoln, gave us his assessment of the Declaration's purpose. Speaking of the framers of that noble document, he said, "This was their majestic interpretation of the economy of the universe. This was their lofty and wise and noble understanding of the justice of the Creator to His creatures. In their enlightened belief, they grasped not only the whole race of man then living, but they reached forward and seized upon the farthest posterity. They erected a beacon to guide their children and their children's children, and the countless myriads who should inhabit the earth in other ages." President Reagan's case is clear. The arguments for abortion are not about rights. They are about human value. Do we or do we not think some people are more valuable than others? Are we willing to allow our culture to place different values on human life? These are the questions we continue to combat every day. And thankfully for unborn children, with your hard work at a local and state level, together with our efforts here in Washington, we are succeeding.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.